Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, praise the Lord, God bless you. Thank you so much for being here with yours truly, your hostess, Miss Marie, the Virgin Reigns, and what a blessing it is to be with you once again here on the Stars of Heaven Network 9, and I'm honored as well as elated to be here with you to share more with you from this month's offering entitled The Mystical Rose, the Celebration of Mothers and Daughters. And I certainly hope that you're enjoying your Sabbath and you are enjoying your rest in the Lord, which means you've laid down all your burdens, you've surrendered all, you've said yes to the Lord, and everything's peachy, peachy king. And I'm just giddy right now to be here with you to really share more with you from this beautiful offering that I'm really being blessed by in celebration of our Blessed Fatima, our Blessed Mother Mary, being her daughters. It's a blessing because I have a second chance. We were given a second chance to be the feminine expression God had created us to be, and I thank God for that. And every day, as my mantra declares, it's a blessing to unveil that every single day. Amen. Not just being a gender, but being a lady, a woman who knows that it's just not about my gender, but about expressing my femininity in every aspect of who He called me to be, in love. Love of love, which is the axle that keeps my universal world spinning. It is. Love is always the axle. Love is the cream of everything. So I hope you're in love today and staying in love today, first and foremost with the Lord, with Father God who redeemed us, who loved us so much that He gave His only begotten Son. He loved the world so much that He created. He gave His only begotten Son. So I'm really excited and honored to declare that today with you. And I'm really excited about today's broadcast and exhortation because it is one that, again, I'm being inspired by the quarantine orders that we're being obedient to it at this time. That's still in effect in some places. And I tell you, this is a divine opportunity for us to get close to the Lord and to experience truly rebirth by his death, burial, resurrection, truly by being born again of water and spirit. And what better way to do that than at home? Amen. And as I often share with you, my testimony is that I got saved at home. I didn't get saved in the church. I got saved in my home. I confessed my sins in my home, and that's where the Holy Spirit came in and filled me with the Holy Spirit and manifested his presence to me. The Godhead body was just there. So this is a very special message because it truly is a testament and a testimony of how I came into the knowledge of Christ and how I was converted, born again of the water and the Spirit by way of my confession. Truly my confession, it came from my heart and that I confessed with my mouth that I was saved and that I am saved. And so praise the Lord for salvation and holiness and the death, burial, resurrection and for the cross. Thank you, Jesus, for your body and your blood. And most importantly, for the resurrection power of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And having said that, I'm going to go right into the foundational scripture for the Heavenly Host broadcast, which is a broadcast I birth to help you understand how we are given access to the Holies of Holies. The veil has been ripped. We can go in anytime, and we go in being his first fruits, amen, being the first fruits of God. And so I'm so excited to declare that to you today by way of 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter. And this is a scripture that he gave me for the Heavenly Host broadcast today because he was saying that, again, we are his first fruits because he now and was the first fruits from the dead who was risen by the power of God and became the first fruits of them that slept. He goes on to say, for since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection from the dead. So that basically says, by one man's sin, all became disobedient and failed, and by one man's righteousness, all became righteous. So I tell you, it's amazing what one can do, what one can do. And so all the Lord wants is the one, the one. And so this is what he says in the next verse. For as Adam all die, even as in Christ shall all be made alive. Amen. So that's really important and really living in the earth realm, living in the world, knowing that you don't have to be a slave to sin. You don't have to be a slave to the sin nature anymore because Christ was made alive for us by what he did, by willfully giving his body, shedding his blood for us. Amen. For every man, every man. So this is for the sins of the whole world, all humanity. And that's why I really love this message because in him giving me this, that goes into my message today. I really was blessing him for that because truly preaching of the gospel, receiving the gospel is our liberty. And not only just our liberty, but our salvation, our soul salvation. And I just know there's no other gospel. There's no other teaching. There's no other doctrine that I need to know other than that of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's real because it's not just for today and how to live, but these are the words of eternal life. Where are we going to spend eternity? So that's something you need to ponder. Something you really need to think about. Where are you going to spend eternity?
And as Paul goes on to say, every man in his own order. Amen. Christ shall be made alive, but every man his own order. So I know my order. I know my steadfastness. Amen. And so for me is Christ. I say to know nothing else but Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Amen. He goes on to say that Christ, the first fruits, afterward, that they are Christ at His coming. That means He's going to reappear. He's going to come again. Our number is going to be called. We all are going to appear before the throne judgment. Then cometh the end. Amen. So this is a clarion call. This is the invitation He's extending to you right now, that if you don't know Him in the pardon of your sins, if you don't know where you're going to spend eternity, or if you know where you're going to spend eternity and you're convinced that that's where you should be, this is the opportunity for you to change your mind. Amen. He goes on to say, then come at the end, when He shall have delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father, when He shall put down all the rule and all the authority and power, for He must reign. Amen. And that's the thing that He was sharing with me about the kingdoms of this world are now the kingdoms of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. He said he put all things under His feet, and that the last enemy to be destroyed is death. Death is the last enemy. Amen. So, as the Word of God says, to live is Christ, but to die is gain. And, you know, my endeavor is to live today so that Christ's glory can be seen in the earth realm, can be seen in my life. Hallelujah. So I wanted to read 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter, the 20th through 26th verse, because that's what He gave me for you today to remind you of the second Adam. Amen. And being the new Eve. Amen. Remember, Eve got us in got us in that mess where she disobeyed the direct orders of God because she was beguiled by the serpent. And Eve is still being beguiled by the serpent. She's now empowered by the serpent and is serving the serpent. So, you know, we want to make sure that we are, again, living in the earth realm according to how God has planned it. Amen. How Christ fulfilled it. Amen. According to God's will. Amen. So if you are born again of the water and the Spirit, I pray to thank God for you that you're heir of salvation. The kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven is now your home. You have the right to the tree of life. The fountain is in Mr. Paradise. I hope that all is well. All is well. Now, on to the exhortation for this week, which again was inspired by the quarantine orders that we're in right now. And one of the things that I was blessing and praising God for as I'm in this quarantine is how I'm inspired, how I'm stirred. And one of the things that I was blessing and praising the Lord for in celebrations of mothers and flowers is remembering and you know, how important mothers are. And most importantly, how resourceful we can be. Amen. How resourceful we can be. And one of the things that I was praising and thanking God for is that being a mother, we can be quite creative. Amen. And whether that's out of necessity or that's out of fullness of joy. One of the things that I was praising and thanking God for is the art and the craft, arts and crafts. And artistry is very unique. Artistry is the arts is very it can be subjective, it can be objective, but no doubt it is expressive. And one of the things that I love about God and His many attributes is that He gives us free will. And that free will glorifies and manifests our freedom of expression. So those are two things I really am militant about in keeping clear and keeping free, is my free will that God has given me and my freedom of expression. Amen. Those two are the things that are most precious in us being human beings. And with the freedom of expression and freedom of free will comes responsibility. Comes responsibility. And that's one of the things that I really want to highlight in this message, is that when you are expressing and taking the liberty of exercising your freedom, free will, which God gave us, in your liberty, it always should be responsible. It should always and will always, if it's in a godly manner, liberate people. And that's one of the things that I'm very careful of in expressing my gifts and my talents and my liberty, that it liberates me first and foremost before it can liberate anyone else. It doesn't bind me. Amen. Word of God says, with the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And the greatest expression is that of God, who is love. And it's a blessing when we take responsibility and are responsible having spirit of liberty and spirit of, and this freedom of expression, because it will now become our muse, our muse. And that's the thing that God does with us when we give him our life. He uses our life for his glory, to express himself the world, to each other, being members of the body, which is why I love being the bride of Christ, and why I birth brides of Christ. It's one bride of many expressions. So in having many expressions, being one bride, we now are his muse. Amen. And the word of God says that the word of God is written on our hearts, and that we are living epistles read of men. Amen. So I just wanted to just touch on that, because oftentimes people use their expression for selfish reasons, alternative reasons, and that's very dangerous, because it that binds people to things and to people that ultimately is to their demise. And we don't want that. We want whatever we do, as being the light of the world, the salt of the earth, to glorify God, amen, in spirit and in truth, amen. And always bring the soul, the vessel, back to God. Because that's where we're going, back to God. Now, when we get to God, he's going to send us someplace else or keep us with him. But for the most part, that's the thing that I want you to be reminded of and take note of, is always remember to use your freedom and your freedom of expression and your free will for God's glory, for his glory, yeah? And the thing that I've been inspired by arts and crafts, artistry and crafting, which is the ability to produce, the ability to make from one's own expression, which is the definition of arts and craft. And I'm going to go there quickly and read that real quickly, the definition. Let's see. It says, arts and crafts describes a wide variety of activities involving making things with one's own hands. Arts and crafts is usually a hobby. Both children and adults enjoy arts and crafts. Children in school may learn skills such as woodworking, wood carving, sewing, and making things with all sorts of material. All sorts of material. And that's the thing that I love about the Lord and him allow me to and stir me up and knowing me. knowing what how to help me grow. And in this quarantine, that's one of the things that was sparked as I was praying about my goals and things I want to yet accomplish and things that I just want to do to make to bring joy, to fulfill my joy. And that's one thing that I'm always doing. I'm always expanding my joy and expanding my creative imagination that God has given me by way of my gifting and my talents and things that's in me that has yet to be uncovered and discovered. Amen. And that's the thing that I love about being His and allowing Him to show me the greater. As I grow older, that you're never too old to learn. And so one of the things I'm interested in, I'm actually now looking into with great joy. And one of the things that he was saying to me is that whether you're in the infancy phase, an exploration phase of a creativity, or you have manifested the glorious manifestation of that, he said, it's all about how that is birthed, how that is produced, and how that comes forth from within you. And so I'm happy to share this with you because arts and craft is a beautiful outlet that should always give glory to God, who is the God of all creation. Amen. That's first and foremost. Everything we do should glorify God, reflect His attributes, express His humanity, His creation. And it also should complement and enhance humanity. Amen. You're able to edify someone else. Now, it's a blessing to explore and create through the arts and crafts by what you produce or based on your interest, which is our gifts and our talents, whether it be for personal joy or for profit. It should always be something that brings us joy. Amen. And so one of the things that I was blessing for in this, which kind of took a turn as I was preparing a message. It took a turn. He gave me numbers, and I want to go there quickly and read that for you. Numbers 18, chapter the 25th through the 32nd verse. Because I was asking my Lord, how does it tie in to what you're saying? How does this tie into the message? And he began to say to me that, well, you are my tithe. Going back to what Paul was saying, that he is our first fruit. And 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter, fulfilled Numbers, the 18th chapter, which speaks of the same thing. Because in our gifts and in our talents that God gives us, those things are manifested by substance. I mean, I need to have money to be able to express whatever artistry or whatever I'm trying to craft. I need materials to do that. And so he was saying to me that being the tithe, which I am his tithe, you are his tithe, he said you are the tithe, which means the firstborn. So he was really putting emphasis on that in this broadcast about us being the firstborn, being the first fruits of him. And he was saying to me that in Numbers 18 chapter, that it was speaking of the Aaronic priesthood and how they were to use the tithe, that they were given as Levites who were elected and confirmed by God. Amen. So the Levitical priesthood had the right to use the money that God gave them for his service. That was their right. And to sum this all up, he was basically saying to me that when we give him our best, because I don't believe that we feel that we're, I believe that we're under the law anymore. It's fulfilled in Christ Jesus. We are his first fruits. When God puts you in a position of leadership, you know, we are responsible for what he gives us. And that's whether you're leadership or not. Let me correct that. We have the Great Commission. Anything God gives us is our stewardship, and we have to give account for it. And how he directs us, how he instructs us to use it is really important, which is, again, why I talk about stewardship so much and being faithful. But the thing that he was saying to me, that after we give God our best, he will bless the rest. He really will. And that's basically what Numbers is saying, in them having the responsibility of giving the tithe, or using the tithe for the house of the Lord. Not only will God bless the best that you give him, but when we are faithful in the little he gives, he will give us more. And the blessing of giving God what we produce by sowing, he said he will multiply it, because we're sown into what? Into the kingdom. Amen. So you must remember what Paul said, it's according to what a man had, not what he had not. So in him giving me this beautiful message about giftings and about the arts and the crafts, he was saying to me that what he wants is not just for us bring forth our creative ideas and the things that he's given us to produce and create for his glory, which will a lot of times be answers to a lot of the world's woes, such as this COVID-19, how God is working to bring a cure about for this. He was saying not only will it be for a cure, but it will be for reward. Amen. As a result of our faithfulness. Man, and he was saying to me, the ability to create comes from God stirring us up. Amen. It comes from us giving God our gift and our talent. The Word of God said he will give us the desires of our heart when we delight ourselves in him. So one of the things that I was really blessed and praising God for is giving me and stirring up in me and giving me the desire to pursue this new artistry or this new craft that I'm in the infancy of exploring. And he was saying to me that he is the Lord that God to give us the power to get wealth. He will give us witty inventions and give us witty inventions and show us how to create. Amen. For his glory. Amen. And a lot of times, again, it doesn't have to be for profit. It could be just to show us what is in us and what possibilities that we have. Amen. And most importantly, in us being able to create, we must remember that it's always in humility. Always in humility. The ability to create comes from our humbleness, our meekness. Amen. And our desire of wanting to know and wanting to grow and expand. And so the spark of this new exploration that I'm reaching upon comes from the seed of creativity. And what he was saying to me is that when we commit our finances to him, commit our way to him, we give what we have to him, we are faithful in that which he has given us, not only will he give us more, he said, but he will make sure we produce a good crop, a good harvest. Glory be to God. And that's the thing that I love about the New Testament that's fulfilled in the Old, is that it now liberates us. It now brings forth God's bountifulness without limitation because of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Because of our personal relationship, because of our relationship with Christ, which is personal and one-on-one. Amen. Although we are corporate and both sisters in Christ, it is a personal relationship. So me going to heaven is based on my life, not just a leader or someone who, you know, you're sitting under. You going to heaven is based on your faith and based on your confession, amen, and the life that you live. And so I'm really excited that he is doing a new thing. Hallelujah. He's doing a new thing. Now, I want to go quickly to Psalm 68, because he gave me Psalm 68 as well. And again, speaking about the home. And again, home is where all of this comes from. This is where it's derived from. And Psalm 68 is also the psalm that I gave you before, where the scripture says, "She that tarried at home divided the spoil." Amen. And so this psalm, as it celebrates the tabernacle of God, where he chooses to establish his name, where he chooses to emulate his glory from, it's important to note that he does that as we are positioned. Amen. As we're in our place. Amen. He set us in heavenly places with him. He's given us our space. He's given us our portion. Amen. And so it's important that not only when he comes back, that we're where we're supposed to be. Amen. And it's important as well as where we put our tithe, or put our offering, where we give our tithe, where we give our offering to the Lord, and for what purpose. Now, Psalm 68, as he was saying about the ascension of him, he that ascended is the same that descended and gave gifts unto man. Again, this is fulfilled in Ephesians. Same thing Paul was saying. And so the Lord is saying that every good and perfect gift coming down from the Father of lights. And that ascension is just where he's at now, seated at the right hand of the Father, is now him releasing a new joy. Amen. A new creativity. A new venture that he's going to cause many to embark upon. And one of the things he said he was going to do is bless the arts and bless our craft, amen, by quickening us, amen. And you have to make sure that whatever you burp, it's not by demonic, witty invention. Because, you know, many people, again, have their gifts, have their talents, and they have sold it out to Satan, and they have been they're being used by the devil in their gifts with ulterior motives, as I said before. And we want to make sure that whatever we do is for the kingdom of heaven. It advances the kingdom of heaven. Amen. And the only way we can really manifest that which is true, that which is holy, excuse me, will be by his glory. Amen. By his power. Glory be to God. By his spirit. By his endorsement. Glory be to God. So as I conclude this message, I just wanted you to remember that if you are still in quarantine, to remember that God is there. He's with you. He's doing a new thing in our homes, with us first being the tabernacle God. Which is where the creativity comes from. It comes from within us. We birth it in. And that God will give you a fresh fire. And God would give you a pure heart. and a clean heart and renew your heart. And most importantly, give you a clean, pure imagination. Amen. One of the things that is a sign, you know, woe, is wicked imagination, which the Word of God talks about. Woe unto him who brings wicked imagination to pass. Amen. Our creation should always be beautiful. It should always reflect God's holiness and his omnipotence and his purity. God is pure. And most importantly, anything that we create by way of the arts and the crafts, it's not in competition with anyone else. Yes, someone else might be doing the same thing, but it may be a different marketing strategy. It might be for a different purpose. Whatever God does, he does by anointing. So it's the anointing and the purpose of what God gives you that will make a difference. Amen. That will make room for you and bring you before great men. Amen. So I want you to remember that as we move forward in this time, that God is stirring in his people and using this quarantine as a rebirthing, because that's exactly what it is, the rebirthing, and it's a cleansing. And I hope that you will take the time to seek his face about what he has purpose and plans for your life, because this is a time that really seems uncertain. And it is and can be and will be if you are lost. And so having Christ as your foundation, having heaven as your home, having the Holy Spirit dwell in you, you being reconciled with him by way of the cross of Calvary, gives us that blessed assurance. Amen. I have the blessed assurance that everything is going to be all right. Amen. Everything is going to be all right. So with that, I'm going to bid you peace, blessings, and much love. And I pray that, you know, God will bless the fruit of your hands, the fruit of your womb. Whatever your hands touch, it will turn to gold. God will give you creative ideas. In this time of an opportunity God has given us, this is a time of the Great Awakening. This is a new civilization I've been talking about for years. And I'm like, wow, God, this is a new civilization. I didn't quite picture it this way, but it's amazing how he's working through it. And I'm so honored to be on the other side of that. I'm so honored to be in the position where I'm at, where I can not only birth it in, glory be to God, but also share some of the things that he has me birth in the earth realm. To be enjoyed, to be celebrated. So I'm praising God for whatever it is he's given you to do, whatever it is your heart is inspired to do and create, whether it be a business, whether it be poetry, whatever it is that you know you desire to do, or even if it's something you don't know what to do, God knows how to show you what's in you, and he knows how to bring that forth. And so I'm so excited about that, and I'm so excited about my craft that I'm working on and the things that celebrate the arts. It's just a beautiful thing. And in the near future, I'm going to be sharing some of those things with you, I'm just excited. I'm just excited about what's now and what's to come. With that, I bid you peace, brothers, and much love. I hope you enjoy the rest of your Sabbath, your evening. And I will be back to share more from the celebration of the mystical rose, mothers and flowers, as well as prepare for the new alignment and for June's offering. So thank you so much for being here with yours truly, Marie. And I will speak with you soon. Peace, blessings, and much love. Take care.